you can see him alongside Pat Foley during Blackhawk games. He is a cancer survivor. He has a brand new book out entitled Beating the Odds. He will be signing copies today at the United Center Atrium starting at 4:15 before the game, then hosting the purple carpet ceremony. It's our old friend, Eddie Olczyk. How are you, sir?
Hi, Pete. Nice to be with you. How you doing?
Well, the Bears are winning now, 16 to 10. 16 to 10.
Yeah. Right? Well, as long as the score stays that way, half the cause will be a-okay, right? That's what we're most concerned about.
Eddie, Hamp and OB just came in the studio about 20 minutes ago. I thought OB was just the veins in his neck. I thought one of them was going to pop. He was so upset. Crazy stuff.
Well, make sure you tell him I said hello.
Well, first of all, congratulations on beating cancer. I haven't spoke to you since everything's happened.
Yeah, well, I am very, very lucky. Incredible support. And that was part of my inspiration when I was going through my illness that maybe put my life story together, you know, a young kid growing up here in Chicago, and all he ever wanted to do was to make it to the NHL and play for his hometown team. And, you know, we all have a story. We all have to, you know, overcome adversity and different challenges. And I thought that maybe at the end of the day, if I can inspire somebody with my story, whether it was, you know, my hockey journey or obviously the most important battle of my life was the cancer battle, is that if I can help somebody get through the day, Pete, or bring a little bit of hope to their life, or, you know, maybe love a little bit more if they read the book, then it was well worth the 16 months of pen to paper, and hopefully can inspire one person in this horrible disease, and hopefully we could rid ourselves of it. And again, tonight, it's Hockey Fight Cancer Night. At the United Center, the league since 1998 has had this initiative, and the Blackhawks, Rocky Wirtz, John McDonough, Jay Blunk, the entire organization does an amazing job of going all out on an event like this. So if people are in the area and they want to come to the purple carpet, we're going to honor cancer survivors, people that are in the middle of the battle, and families that have lost somebody to this horrible disease. So I'm looking forward to emceeing the event. We're going to introduce everybody. Mm-hmm. Adam Burrish is going to be my right winger tonight. I'm playing center. He's going to play right wing, and we're going to bring it to the people tonight. And then the Hawks trying to break this losing streak against the LA Kings tonight. So it's a great night. I'm so honored and humbled to be a part of it. The Blackhawks have been just incredible supporters of mine. I mean, my whole life, but especially in the last couple of years, and to have an employer and bosses that check on you every day and tell you, hey, if you're not feeling good, you know, you let us know when you want to work. And I'll be forever grateful to John McDonough and Jay Blunk for extending that olive branch. And it really helped me get through. And you know, and my wife of 31 years and my kids and my family,
right,
it really helped me get through, Pete. So it was a team effort for sure.
Well, I love that it's a celebration tonight, Eddie. Were you surprised when you were going through chemo and the whole process with the outpouring of love that you received from everyone here in the city and all over, probably?
Yeah, it was very honoring and humbling. I had enough quiet time in the last me a lifetime, Pete, when I was going through the battle. But that support I had from people that I know very well, people that maybe in passing, the great Blackhawk fans for all their prayers and cards and texts and emails, and for the people that got my phone number that left me messages that I have no idea who they are, but I'm really, really lucky that I did have that support. So was I surprised? I think I was more taken back. But as we know, this disease does not discriminate, and
right,
hopefully the people that know my story can say, hey, if that old broken down hockey player can get the disease and he can beat it, well then you know what, I can too. And that's kind of the heart of the book, that somebody can be inspired just to get them through the day, because anybody that's in the middle of it, to help them along, and that goes for the caretakers and caregivers as well of the people
right
that are in the battle.
You're absolutely right. We're talking to Eddie O. The book is called Beating the Odds. He'll be signing copies today at the United Center Atrium, then hosting the purple carpet ceremony. You and I exchanged a few texts as you were going through the process. I had the nuns in New York praying for you. My sister is a sister. And you're like, well, when I first sent you, I said, Eddie, I got your back. The nuns are praying. And your first reaction was, what are you talking about?
Well, you know what? You got connections. You're piped in, and look at I needed all the help I could get. Be forever grateful for all those, you know, for all those prayers, and be remiss if I didn't, you know, send that back out to everybody out there that is in a battle or is fighting. And
right.
I'm praying for them, and you know, when I announced in March of last year of 2018 that I was cancer free with the great Pat Foley on our television broadcast, I said, you know, we beat it, we did it, and I could never repay for all the support, but hopefully give it back to, you know, to the community, to people that I know, people that I don't know, and we are all in this thing together, and hopefully someday we could, you know, we could rid ourselves of this horrible disease.
I have four cancer survivors in my family, Eddie, and I ask them about that moment when they hear from the doctor you have cancer, and it changes your life. Tell me about that moment and what happened moving forward.
Yeah. It was August the 4th at 7:07 p.m. of 2017 when I got the call from Dr. Scott Strong, my surgeon over at Northwestern, and telling me that that I had the tumor came back and that I have stage 3 colon cancer, and they're recommending 6 months of chemotherapy, and then we would reassess after that. And, you know, the first thing I thought of, Pete, was, well, you know, how long do I have? I mean, you know, like, is this a death sentence? You know, am I going to be around to, you know, am I going to be around to enjoy my kids and my grandkids and to be able to be around the people that I love? So, I mean, all those things go right through emotions. And then it's like, okay, well, when you're so-called in the public eye, and you're supposed to be at events or an appearance, or, you know, I missed the horse racing event.
Right.
You know, like, at first you want to crawl under a rock and you feel like you're letting people down and you're, you know, you're weak. You feel like you're an inconvenience and just so many emotions. But, you know, I mean, once I realized that I had the disease, it was like, okay, I'm just going to go day to day. I'm going to listen to my doctors. I have incredible support. And, you know, once you get into it, I mean, it really, at least for me, and I talk about it in the book, Pete, it tests your will to live. I mean, it really does. It breaks you down. And there was a time in my second treatment where my side effects were just, I mean, they were brutal. Right. There's no other way to put it. And I'm like, well, how am I going to get through treatment number two, let alone go through 10 more and then not know what was on the other side? And I mean, I was ready to quit, Pete. I was ready to bail. I just was like, I can't live like this. How? I mean, all of a sudden you just go to the bathroom. Like, you just go to the bathroom and it takes over your body. And I told my wife, I'm done. I can't do this. And you need that from your loved ones. You need that from your doctor to tell you what you need to know, not what you want to hear. And she told me, you got to fight.
Right.
You know, you
got to
fight for me, and you got to fight for our kids, and you got to fight for all the people that love you. And I needed that moment. I needed to, you know, because I drifted into oblivion. I mean, that black hole, I just kept drifting in deeper and deeper, and I needed her to pull me out. And if I didn't have the support and the love,
right,
I wouldn't be here. I know I wouldn't. Anybody that gets this disease and fights and battles is tough. Please, I don't want anybody out there to feel like you are weak. Initially you do, and then when you're in the middle of it, it really breaks you down. But like for me, I needed that to get pulled back out of that black hole and just focus. And then, Pete, I put my hockey helmet on, and right. I started chipping away and getting day to day. And, okay, I'm going to start setting goals for myself. So, I mean, it is a story. I mean, it's a story and a half. And, again, I can't emphasize how much we need to make sure that we are looking out after the caretakers and caregivers of the people that are sick or in the battle, because they're going through a lot as well. I never saw my wife down. I never saw my wife worried. I never saw her weak around me. But I know, just like my friends and my folks and my kids and my brothers, you know, like when they weren't around me, I'm sure they let their guard down and they were worried and they were upset. But, yep. You know, we have to look after them too, because they're in it all the time. They may not be going through the physical aspect, but they're going through the mental battle, and that's something that is very important to me and my family, and we want to make sure that we're letting people know and reminding those people of how important they are, and that we need to make sure that we reach out to them and make sure that they're doing okay, even though it is a tough, tough battle.
Eddie, how about the advances that we've made over the years with treating cancer and curing cancer? I mean, it's just incredible what we've seen in the last 5 years. You talk about the last 10 years, but the last 5 years, I feel like we keep doubling ourselves. I mean, we're so close. Most of these cancers, these blood cancers, are highly curable nowadays.
And you had
stage 3 colon cancer. The advances in the research has just been amazing.
Well, look, and that's what this night is about at the United Center, Pete. This is why the National Hockey League, since 1998, has had this, I think, the greatest initiative of the National Hockey League, the Hockey Fights Cancer, and raising over $25 million since 1998. And that's what tonight is about. It is. And the more money we raise for research, the better off as a human race we're going to be in 5 years and in 10 years, right. And then for my kids' kids and just it's a domino effect. So
yep.
I just think that you mentioned the advances and how things have really progressed, and it is so important. And whatever you can do, it doesn't even, I mean, sure, the money helps, and it's great to just cancer causes or what have you, but it is about the care. It is about the reaching out to the people that are going through a most challenging time, of their life. And look, cancer is always going to be with me. I know that, and I'm okay with that. And I said this before, and in my circle, because we all have one, is that I'm glad I'm the one that got cancer. And I feel now it's my purpose, and I have a platform, and with incredible help from family and friends and obviously the Blackhawks, we can make a difference. Maybe not tonight, maybe not tomorrow, Pete, but maybe we can make a difference for awareness and say, hey, you know what, like I need to get in there and get a colonoscopy, or yep. If I'm not feeling well, I'm going to raise my hand and I'm going to go get checked out, or you know what, yeah, I'm going to be proactive, or just help get somebody through the day. So it's a long, long term goal. It's a long term process, but we're in it. The sleeves are up, the gloves are on, and it's going to be a battle for all of us for hopefully not for too long, but for many, many years. Is that we got to continue to fight for the people that we love and the people that we know and for the people that we don't know.
Eddie O, isn't it interesting how God just gives us something? I mean, here you are, you get cancer, and the next thing you know, you're the platform guy. You are now the NHL Cancer Ambassador. You're going to be hosting the Purple Carpet tonight. I mean, God works in mysterious ways, doesn't
he? Yeah. I'm very honored and humbled that the league would ask me to be a part of this and to be their ambassador this year. And I was in New York a couple weeks ago, Pete, and doing a bunch of stuff for the league, and again, just about awareness and sharing my story and just really kind of being an official spokesperson on behalf of the league. And I'm very, very proud and honored and humbled that the league would look at me in that light. And again, it's just another opportunity with my platform, and the opportunities that I have publicly, like being on your show today on WGN, and just to talk to somebody out there, and again, just to get somebody's attention. Because, look, especially for colon cancer, you know, it's been proven over the years. It's like, you know, people will say, man, that won't happen to me, won't happen to me, and I'm going to put it off. I'm going to keep putting off the medical procedure to go and get checked out, to have the colonoscopy, and you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're 3, 4, 5 years, you know, after the fact when it's recommended. Here's the reality, Pete, is that when I was sick, the recommended age medically to have a colonoscopy was 50 in the United States, or in North America, I should say. It was 50.
Yep.
Since September of 2017, in between that time and now, they have lowered the recommended age for a colonoscopy to 45 is the recommended age. So, obviously, the numbers are up, which is scary, but we need to make sure we continue to spread the word. And anybody's out there, look, you got to get in there and get checked out. I would rather have you have a rough day or two with going to the bathroom and then going to have the procedure.
Yep.
But I would rather have you do that than have to go through 6 months of hell like I did, or somebody else out there that puts off the procedure or doesn't think it's going to happen to them, because, as I said earlier, cancer does not discriminate.
Beating the Odds is the name of the book today. Signing copies at the United Center Atrium, hosting the Purple Carpet Ceremony. Eddie Old, God bless you, brother. It's great to hear your voice.
Thanks, Pete. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. That is Eddie O, everybody. It's 720 WGN.